Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello there, Darren.
So today we're talking about baggage pilfering. I love that word pilfering. So I really get to use it effortlessly within a sentence. But baggage pilfering at the airports. Something. Do you have personal experience?
I'm afraid I do. It's not the only reason I'm doing it, because it's clearly a problem that goes beyond me and my luggage. Yeah. But yes, it's happened to me.
It's like a rite of passage.
Twice in the last two months. But sure, we'll get there. So yes, baggage handlers are supposed to get our bags on and off planes, right? They are not supposed to handle what's inside our bags. Mm. But as I said, that's happened to me twice in the past 2 months, and a lot of other people. Most recently on Sunday when I flew from Durban to Cape Town. In both cases. Excuse the pun. They took nothing from my case. I'm not sure whether to be relieved or insulted. Yeah. But I know so why. The number one.
What's wrong with Marsha now, number five?
This is the thing. The number one target is expensive perfume for whatever reason. So you can carry up to 100 mils of liquid in your hand luggage. If you can afford 100 mils of perfume at a time, designer stuff, you're doing very well. So get the 50 mils or whatever and carry it in your hand luggage.
Always.
So I don't wear expensive perfume. I wear the smell-alike versions, which cost like $120 and do the job for me. So
that's the job perfectly.
Twice they, yeah.
I've never been disappointed in a Wendy Nola hug.
I'm so glad to hear it. Right. I'll prove that to you later. So my most recent baggage tampering pilferage incident happened after I checked my bag in at Kingshaka on Sunday for a FlySafair flight to Cape Town. I'd put a padlock on the zip tabs of my soft Samsonite bag. I then shifted it around so it was like on the side of the bag. And then I put a full Samsonite soft cover on the bag. Mm. Covered lots of these stories. The experts told me that's the way to go. When I saw the bag on the carousel in Cape Town, the cover was on very skew, a bad job, so I feared the worst, and sure enough, the padlock, got the cover off, the padlock was gone, history, and again, second time in 2 months, my toiletry bag had been opened, and the contents scattered all over the place, and my little smell-alike perfume left behind, right? But I'm laughing, but think about that violation. I'm really getting very over having my bag opened and my personal toiletries and clothing fingered by some strange man.
But
really,
now,
that's the thing.
How does anyone actually have the time and the privacy, like there's no eyes on them, to take to take the cover off,
it's
to zip open
job.
The bag,
those
to find the toilet?
Easy.
No, and zip open the toiletry bag and then actually, you know, pick between what they want and what they don't want.
Just say I had some really good running shoes in there, but I'm size 4, so I'm guessing that wasn't really what they're looking for. So I asked exactly what you're saying. It takes a lot of time. How does somebody not get detected? The airports are always saying, we've got CCTV cameras, we've got security, we've got this, we've got that. How do they do it, and how do they stash it on themselves and get out of the airport without that being detected?
And then that,
So anyway, as I said to them, this is a crisis with massive repercussions. Something needs to be done, and done soon. Put undercover people in there. Litter the place with cameras. Something effective. The very short version of what Colin Naidu, AXA's Kingshaka spokesman, said was, we assess every report of luggage tampering to understand what new methods are being deployed, and so that we can tailor our policies around that. Baggage pilferage is an ongoing challenge. We work in collaboration with security agencies, airlines, and handling agents in finding a solution. Read the bag's journey from check-in to plane, because I wanted to know how are these gaps. He said once checked in, the bags are not touched until they reach the area where they are loaded onto wagons. The baggage handling system and loading areas are covered by many CCTV cameras. All employees of baggage handling companies are subjected to integrity checks, background checks, employment history checks, and criminal record checks. Unscheduled and surprised checks are carried out at different points in the baggage process. But still, it's happening.
So how many reports of pilfering were reported at Kingshaka during December only?
Yes, big question. It's a surprising number, but you're going to hang on a bit for the answer. I'll tell you in a bit.
Super cliffhanger. More with Wendy Nola when we come back.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Okay, I can't believe it that, I can't believe I'm actually using the phrase in this day and age. But in this day and age, with all the technology we have and all of the guarantees of scrutiny and CCTV footage, that there's still the kind of pilfering at airports that all of us are still experiencing. So, numbers-wise, Wendy Nola, how many cases of pilfering were reported at King Shark International only over December?
Okay. All right. Well, I must, before I get there, I must tell you that, that ORT in Joburg is obviously the hot point. That's where most of it happens because of numbers, because of whatever. And they're having a spike since August. I haven't got exact numbers, but King Shark, just four during the whole of December, which is festive season. It's when the baggage handlers are shopping for their Christmas presents. Yeah. And that's out of 220,000 bags handled by the airport that month.
Well, that's good.
Clearly there's a, I'm sorry, the cynical answer is, clearly there's a huge difference between incidents and reported incidents. Many people just don't bother, especially if nothing was taken. Why would you? So here's why. So that the statistics are accurate. So do report every incident, if only to make sure the stats are accurate. When I wanted to report mine at the airport on Sunday, the woman was like, but they took nothing. So don't be discouraged. You're doing it so that the statistics are accurate, because we need accurate statistics for action, right? In the 6 months from July to December, there were apparently 33 reported incidents out of of tampering, that is, out of about a million bags. The numbers don't appear to reflect what's going on. Okay. I am by no means alone. When I shared my experience on Twitter on Sunday, as one does, loads and loads of people responded with their Me Too horror stories. And by the way, that plastic wrap offers false comfort. Two or three people told me how their plastic wrapped bags, cost them about 90 rand a bag, I think, were pilfered. The plastic was cut off, damaging the bag in the process. And that plastic stuffed inside the bag, because obviously they want to not leave evidence lying around. But yeah, that's like a double insult. Yeah, have your plastic. Shark's lead physiotherapist, Dean Mackett, I'm not sure how to say his surname. He went to the SAPS charge office at King Shaka on Monday to report the theft of his double cab Bucky from King Shaka's shaded parking area at the weekend. That's a whole story in itself. He said he saw four women with five bags that had their locks and zips broken and contacts stolen. They were in the charge office reporting it. They had flown back from Cape Town that day. So that's what one person witnessed.
Just bumped into the one of the three statistics on that day.
Well, this is now January, but they said they had four in the whole of December. Now we've got four standing in one day in January. You know, it doesn't quite add up for me. As I said, Accent ORT says they're experiencing a spike. Fly Sapphire was extremely gracious and quick to respond, and big apologies. And they said, you know, certain of the airport's baggage collection areas are blind to the airline and others. He says, we have no access to that footage or that area, as it is access territory, but it is our unfounded suspicion that this is the area where things are going wrong. He says, in all areas the airline can and does monitor by camera, there was no evidence of bag tampering around the time of my flight. No one else reported any incidents. So it doesn't look like it was a Sapphire-specific thing. Well, why would mine be the only bag on that entire flight? So all in all these answers about monitoring and police, and I got a response from the extra woman in Cape Town saying, you know, like pages and pages of what they're doing, and they have guards at the planes, and they have guards. It's happening in quite a grand scale still, and it must stop. Whatever it takes, it must stop. Imagine the implications for tourism, just never mind on us locals.
So what can we do?
Well, I think the question everybody wants to ask though, is what happens, who's responsible if it does happen to you? According to the Civil Aviation Authority and the Department of Transport, their regulations make it the airline's problem, even if they say it's not their fault. Technically, it is. Even if they do take responsibility, though, even if you've got insurance with them, according to a global aviation compensation policy, they only pay out about $20 rather per kilogram for stolen goods, which is a fraction of the actual cost. We're running out of time. What to do? Insure your goods under your all-risk section of your home contents insurance policy. But avoid checking luggage in at all costs. Perfect the art of packing light and take your bag with you. There's a reason why those overhead bins are so short of space, and it creates kind of dramas. We'll all experience that. So stand at the front of the boarding queue. If you must check something in occasionally, you've got no choice. The latest advice, based on all the feedback I got, never put your perfume in a checked-in bag. Use an ordinary, cheapish case with no lock or cover so the thieves don't think there's anything valuable in there.
That's what
I do. The other end of the scale. I think I might do that. buy a really expensive hard shell with clips rather than zips, really, really expensive. Mm-hmm. Or follow the advice, I have to add this, with LQ Waka shared on Twitter this week. We need to pack puff adders and use coffin-shaped suitcases. I assume he means toy ones. Yeah. It's Africa, he said. Decolonize your mind and think African. Whatever. I'm going to try a few new things. All maybe right. A cheap suitcase with a puff adder on top. We'll see.
Whatever it
to
takes.
Be continued.
Whatever it
please
takes.
Let me know if it happens to you. And go on my Facebook page, Darren. You're about to say hi.
Yes.
And always report it to the authorities, even if not. Nothing's taken.
Perfect. If you want to get hold of Wendy, use her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. That's it from us. Guys, you're holding my hand today.
Yes.
It is happening. Mm-hmm. And let's do this again tomorrow.
Mm. I will be here.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye. This is East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.